B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Nobody's more fine than our good friend Adam Joseph sitting in studio. Oh. Bob, they got something going on right here, don't they?
Oh, 6ABC Whoa. Meteorologist Adam Joseph.
You're always
What's
in a good mood.
Me and Donna's favorite meteorologist.
Like, everyone right here. I talk to, Adam, we've met once maybe before, yeah. but everyone I talk to is like, Adam Joseph, great guy. Like, but you just have this great energy about you.
You know what? I live every day, every second. Don't waste a moment. Always be happy, or try to.
Okay.
You know, and just enjoy life. I mean, we got air in our lungs this morning, so, you know,
let's go,
we're here,
start.
We're good. And by the way, Trey, Tina Turner is one of my favorites.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I saw her here for her, like, goodbye tour. She, man, so good. Yes.
Don't, yeah, man. Trey, don't let us get in your way.
No, it's okay.
But you guys have the 100th Thanksgiving Day Parade. I believe the first one ever was in Philadelphia. Anyway.
It's the oldest in the nation.
And you guys just hit it out of the park every single year.
We do. And this year, even more so. I mean, it's 100 years in the making. Dave Roberts and Lisa Thomas-Lorry, for decades, hosted that parade together. They're coming back as guests this year to talk about their hosting years. And every year, you know, we rise it to the next level. We're going to have prizes for folks who are at home watching who can't make it there. So we're going to have like a text and win series where they can win trips to Florida, Eagles tickets, and much, much more. And, of course, all the staples will be back. The balloons, even though it's going to be windy. It's going to be a little windy.
But yeah. How's
we're going to get those 40, balloon handlers
up to
with those 45
mile an hour gusts, I heard yesterday from Adam.
I watch it every day, dude. I'm not kidding you. Know? Every day. Every
you
day.
You got to do a guest spot for me.
I'll show you my text from my wife. Is he as nice as he seems? Like, she's all smitten.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, no, if I had my kids here, they'd tell you how I really am at home.
Yeah, there you go. All of our kids do that.
Right, that's mean, right. Yeah, literally.
So what's for parade? Yeah. Coverage, because I've covered one parade in my day, and it was the Eagles championship parade. Okay, it was a Super Bowl parade.
I remember that.
I had a million hand warmers. I had a little thing of tea. I had a little nice little thermos of hot water.
Like
right?
this, yeah.
Okay, all right. Whiskey. Details. How do you handle it when you're out there in the elements?
You know what? I just run around. I just keep moving. I mean, that last
you
year.
You take laps between hits.
That's it. You know what I mean? Just run around. And, you know, I honestly feed off of the energy of the people there because I'm a part of the fan cam along with Alicia Vitarelli. So unlike Cecily and Rick, who are in a tent and brought, you know, they're the hosts of the parade. Alicia and I are on a camera that is live streamed to 6abc.com the entire parade. So from 8:30 a.m. to noon, we have this camera fixated on us that we have to constantly address behind the scenes, and then we do some on-air hits. So we're running around talking to families about their traditions. So I don't even think about what the weather is like out there or if I'm tired, or I just go. It's one of those things you don't sit down, because if you sit down, you're not going to get back up.
How many parades is this for you for Thanksgiving Day parades?
I've been here almost 15 years, so I want to say I wasn't a part of it the first maybe year or two, but maybe 12-ish.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in that crowd?
In that crowd, proposal. Well, I mean, like, good or bad? I mean, you're talking...
Oh, no, we want bad.
All right. I know that's what you're looking here, for. But I did do a live proposal, the now husband. He actually wrote me last night. It was 3 years ago. Now they have two kids.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, they go every year, and he linked up with us and wanted to propose to his fiance at the time live on the air. So we did it live. So that was like the,
aww. Okay. That's beautiful.
And then what's the moment that makes you go, ugh?
I can't say that. Sure, can I?
We're in the trust tree.
It's Thanksgiving. What's bad about Thanksgiving morning and families? You know what I mean? It's
make a good point.
I mean, there's really not much other than people having, you know, donut like stuff all over their face and
a lot of families. And I did this growing up. Yeah. I have a lot of cousins. We'd all play football right up until the meal, and then we go back out and play more football. Weather-wise, on that day, parade-wise, and for the people that might be playing that backyard football match, you know that they always do. What's it looking like?
Awesome. I mean, other than the wind. Perfectly sunny, temperatures in the 40s, which really is not bad. Wind chills 36 to 43. Last year it was single digits to teens. You remember last year?
I do remember last year. Last year was, I usually tailgate on Thanksgiving, Adam, so I'm very
well, what
into
about tradition? What are you guys' traditions? Like, football,
in all
eating?
Honesty, I was traveling a lot, working for Sunday Night Football for a lot of years, so I was away from the family, so I had a lot of, like, White Castle meals for Thanksgiving. I had a lot of, like, fast food meals and all that stuff. But this year, because I'm home, and I don't need your sympathy, Bob.
Yeah, you're looking for
it. No, but speaking with Adam Joseph here, here's the deal. I'm home for Thanksgiving this year for the first time in a long time.
phenomenal.
My wife tells me about a month or two ago.
You're cooking.
No. I would actually love to cook. I love being in the kitchen. But she tells me that we're going to my brother-in-law, her brother's place, right? And they're thinking about everybody makes their own pizza. I'm out.
You want the traditional meal.
I look my wife in the eye and I go, that's nice. I'm not doing that. And she goes, oh, well, we're just kicking around at this point. So then last week, my mother-in-law's in town and they go, by the way, we are going to do the pizza for Thanksgiving. And I go, that sounds like something you guys will have a lot of fun with. I then get the evil eye and I tell him, look, I am bringing my own turkey. You guys make your pizza. Okay. I'm going to have my own turkey.
Well, what
dinner about
pizza? And then you put some turkey and stuffing on it.
I suggested
cranberry.
We did discuss this bread.
I don't know. I'm out.
A non-traditional Thanksgiving for your first one at home.
Correct. I'm not doing it.
You can even ramp it up a level, Adam, and go cornbread pizza dough. And build the turkey on top of this.
Pizza, I think we got something going on.
We're talking about the gobbler pizza.
Yeah.
That's a day some cranberry sauce.
Favorite dessert?
I don't discriminate.
I make the... I'm going to have to bring a carrot cake someday.
Okay.
I mean, phenomenal. I got a recipe from someone. I'm like, you've got to give me this recipe. Like, the best carrot. I'll have to bring you in one.
All right. So what time's coverage starting?
Well, the pre-show is 8:30 on the air.
Okay.
The parade is from 9 to noon. We got Macy Gray coming this year. Ginger Z's coming back. Mickey, Minnie, all the Disney characters, the balloons, the shebang. Carson Kressley's going to be with us this year as well. He's energy in himself and will not want to be missed.
You mentioned, 14, 15 years in Philly?
Mm-hmm. Almost 15, yeah.
Have you caught on to the sports vibe in this city? Have you?
How can you not? I mean, I don't know if I should say where I'm from originally.
Yeah, where are you from originally?
Oh, wait.
Boston.
From Boston?
I've heard of it.
You heard of it? Yeah. I grew up actually 10 minutes from Gillette Stadium where the
Foxborough, yeah.
Yeah, Foxborough Stadium. Wow. Now Gillette, it was Foxborough.
Right.
It had the little horse track next to it back in the day, but yeah, so I grew up 10 minutes from
now there. They just have one dirt road leading out of the stadium, which is the worst stadium in all the NFL to leave. And I say that, I wish I would say that lovingly, but I don't.
Right.
Patriot Place is pretty nice, though. I gotta say Patriot Place is
nice. You have a whole mall there now? I mean, it's kind of like what we have here with the sports complex they're trying to build, down in South Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
So, but no, how can you not? I mean, it's just like Boston. I mean, the city bleeds green, but they bleed their sports team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what, they're behind them. You know, even though they may talk smack when, they're not doing so well, but that's what makes you a vibrant city.
That's why we have jobs, Adam.
That too.
Yeah.
And Bob, I know you'll be tuned in, parade coverage, obviously.
Can't wait. 6 ABC, 8:30 on Thursday.
Yes, yep. On Channel 6.
Can't wait.
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
Adam, great to see you, man. Seriously.
Great to be here with you guys.
It's great to see you again, and you come just as advertised, my man. Great, great energy as
always. No bags under my eyes here this morning? No.
Radio can't see it, so don't worry.
That's what I like about that.
You're able to pull it off better than we are, my friend. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great broadcast on Thursday
and
as well.
And having a wonderful Thanksgiving at home
this year. Back at you, brother. Thanks so much. Adam Joseph, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.